Later, Cain brought some food from the ground as a gift to God. Abel brought the best parts from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord accepted Abel and his gift, but he did not accept Cain and his gift. So Cain became very angry and felt rejected. The Lord asked Cain, "Why are you so angry? Why do you look so unhappy? If you do things well, I will accept you. But if you do not do them well, sin is at the door, ready to attack you. Sin wants you, but you must rule over it." This verse makes me meditate today about some attitudes we have had during our life, which have not been correct. Often, we think that our reactions towards certain circumstances have to do with our environment, pressure from society or people, or from certain situations. All the time, we are looking for ways to justify our acts, our thoughts. All the time, we are looking for ways to justify our words. Many times, we hide behind a false humility. Some hide behind a Bible. Others hide behind making others feel sorry for them, perhaps for not having money or for living in the place where they live at. We are always looking for a guinea pig. We are always looking for what excuse to use to make myself feel better and get out of this mess, out of this problem, out of this situation in which I, perhaps, got myself into. We want to measure or we want to justify our reaction of rage, of pain. When we wake up, maybe with a negative attitude, and ask ourselves why we decided to choose that attitude, our answer is simply, because the world wants it this way, because people have turned against me, and as a result, this is my attitude. Perhaps this was Cain's thinking when he realized that God didn't accept his offering. Of course, my beloved friend, God has no favorites. God looks at the heart, at our heart's attitudes. So we must think which was Abel's attitude when he made his offering and which was Cain's attitude when he made his offering. The Lord operated based on that. Nevertheless, even if he did not accept Cain's offering, God's love was always there, ready to rebuke him and tell him in a few words, "Cain, perhaps right now you failed, but now is the moment for you to repent, to take a good look at yourself and act correctly. Because if you act correctly, Cain, you will be accepted." But he also told him, be careful, because sin is at the door, wanting to dominate you if you open the door to it. And this is the same advice God gives us today. Be careful, because sin is at the door. Temptations come and go, and sin is always latently there, looking to dominate you. You can make up excuses for yourself because life has been hard on you and assume an attitude of rebelliousness, of pain, of lack of forgiveness, of resentment, or we can reconsider. What do you do when someone tells you you have done something wrong? What attitude do you take when someone tells you you have done something wrong? Do we react to correct the error, or do we react to deny we need correction? In other words, our response is, I didn't do anything wrong. I did everything right. So don't correct me. After God rejected Cain's offering, God corrected him and gave him the opportunity to try again. God even encouraged him to do so, but Cain refused, and the rest of his life is a surprising example of what happens to those who refuse to admit their mistakes. Next time that someone tells you, "You are wrong," please examine yourself. Just like that, choose God's way, not Cain's way. It is important that we learn to let go of all pride, of that which makes us think we are right, but it is not so. That which makes us think that we are the only ones who are right, the other ones are wrong. Do not reject he who approaches you to correct you. Of course, if you reject him, there will only be foolishness in your heart. The Bible says that if we correct a wise person, the wise man will love us. But if we correct a foolish person, he will hate us. Observe how you have been reacting, you know? I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Cain's story, about this character who determined which his destiny would be. God has good thoughts for you. He has the correct destiny for you. But at the end, we are the ones who choose which destiny we want. That is why today I come to give you advice, and I hope that you will listen to me. Please, maybe you haven't listened to your wife, your husband, your children. So give me a chance and listen to me. Let me show you that the attitude that you are taking today is not the best attitude. Please don't chill yourself, because ultimately, you believe that you are reacting as a result of the pandemic, as a result of despair, as a result of everything that is going on around you. But let me tell you something. All the situations around you are the door. But they are at the door. But they won't have an influence on you unless you open your heart's door to them. No one can force you to be arrogant. No one can force you to be bitter. No one can force you to be depressed. Please understand that no one can force you to have resentment in your heart. Perhaps you will say, "But Pastor, you don't know what they have done to me." Look, I am using Jesus as an example. What didn't they do to Jesus? These days, when I was reading his words, the words he said in the cross, a few words, but they were wise. One of them was, "Father, forgive them because they don't know what they are doing." I started to reflect on something I had not noticed before. Many times I have read this word, and I had even seen it in the Holy Week movies. But something I had not reflected on was that Jesus, before he gave up his life and expired in the cross, he didn't tell the people, "I forgive you." Jesus did not tell the people, "I forgive you." His prayer was not, "Father, help me to forgive them for what they are doing to me." He said, "Father, forgive them because they don't know what they are doing." Do you know why? Because Jesus understood, first, that they could not understand what was happening and that they were simply reacting like everyone else. A person who loves and is wise never puts himself at the same measure of anger, of strife, as the others. He always puts himself a step ahead. And second, Jesus was making us understand that what he was practically saying was, Lord, their problem is not with me. Everything is about you. Therefore, they are not offending me. They are not spitting on me. They are not rejecting me. They are rejecting you, Lord. All I'm asking you is that you have mercy on them, that you forgive them of this act. Look, when I understand this, I understand no one can make me feel resentful. That simply an attitude of resentment, of bitterness, of depression, of self-pity that I could have is because I allowed it myself. There are no more guilty individuals. I opened the door myself. When someone tells you something, you could either simply close your ears and discard those words which only bring foolishness and could damage your heart, so you put them aside. Or you could simply open your ears to receive them and allow them to be planted in your heart and you yourself were to blame for opening the door to them, pamper them, and allow them to be stored in you. Let's choose to react in the correct manner. Of course, when we belong to God, we understand how He is, and His advice, which is His word, rules our mind and heart. We are obedient, so we will choose the best reaction in the face of life, in the face of complications that come our way, in the face of people's attitudes who are trying to harm us. Our reaction will be good, based on wisdom and intelligence. We will view life with wisdom as God wants us to, guarding our heart because life flows from it. Therefore, my beloved friends, therefore, you who are listening to me, you will live freely. You will have no fear. You will have a healthy heart. There will be no resentments in you. There will be no pity in you because you decided to act as God wants you to. Perfect love gets rid of all fear. Right now, we are home and perhaps coexisting is a little bit hard and complicated. But in the end, it's not up to your husband, your wife, your children, your parents. Remember that in the end, it's up to you. Which is going to be the attitude in which you are going to face life? If your parents told you a strong word, simply move to the side and let it pass. Remember that God's love wins. And all the people try to give you blows, don't take it personal. Remember that you were loved by God. And that true love is not about waiting who loves me first, but it's about taking the lead, just like God, who, before we loved Him, He loved us first. What are you going to do today? Are you going to continue being depressed? Are you going to continue being distressed? Are you going to continue being resentful toward life and people? Are you going to lock yourself up in your room and never come out? Are you going to give up? Today I come on God's behalf to tell you, be careful because sin is at the door. Let's learn to react in the correct manner. And then each time you open your eyes in the morning, you will be able to realize that life is a gift. And if we don't take advantage of time, time goes by and does not return. But today, the Lord has renovated His mercy over each one of us. How about if we pray and we give that heavy burden to the Lord? How about if today we don't follow Cain's attitude? How about if today we listen to him and recognize? Yes, let's recognize that we ourselves choose to be depressed, that we ourselves choose, and we are not going to learn, and we are going to learn how to live, how to jump over each obstacle that life brings to us. Let's not respond in our old manner, in our old manner, but as Jesus would respond. Father, I give you thanks. Thank you, Lord, for your great love and mercy. Thank you because with the act of opening my eyes and be able to breathe today, you show me that you love me and that there is a new opportunity. Lord, today I can look back and notice that I wasted too much time, that I submerged myself in errors, in resentments, in lack of forgiveness. Today, I recognize, Father, that perhaps I engaged in acts which were not correct and that I reacted in the incorrect manner. I allowed myself to be tempted. I allowed myself to be pressured, and I chose to enter this state. But today, I want to give it up. Show me your great love. Let me feel you today, Lord, and allow me to get up today and be able to take advantage of this beautiful day you are giving me. Heal my heart. I want to have a heart free from all bitterness and from all pain. I want to have a free heart and be able to enjoy. I want to be able to smile, not an external smile, but from within. I want to be able to feel that peace which exceeds all understanding. And even though everything around me is falling, I want to be able to always feel safe because you are there. Heal my heart. I need you, God. Amen. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He reminds you that God always arrives just in time.